It's the favourite bits of Hughie and Ed.
And a very happy Thursday to you all. It is Hughie and Ed's favourite bits of the year so far. The boys are having a bit of a break at the moment, but they will be back on your radios next week. So make sure you stick around for that. And stick around for this as well, because we've got some awesome gear on the way, including a trolley hack if you're shopping at Aldi. Be listening out for that one. Hughie was chased. We heard that earlier on the week that he was chased by a crazed man, so he decided to hire himself some bodyguards. That is on the way, but of course, it is Thursday. So coming up next, we will get to Tingles for the Tingly Thursday.
Have you ever heard a story that sends shivers down your spine?
She got told they'd been dead for 40 years.
And they never knew who started that fire.
What is this place?
Tingly Thursday.
Dan, you've got a story for us, we believe.
Yes, I do, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Dan.
Really?
Good. Okay, yep. Now, there's a bit of a backstory to this, so bear with me.
No worries. Right? Yep.
Okay, now, my dad lived and grew up on a farm. Like, he was an old stockman, an old driver.
Yep.
Loved horses, cattle, and dogs. And he gave me a book on my birthday, the year before he died, and it was an old driver's book, and it had pictures of people he knew in it and where he'd worked and that before.
Yeah.
Okay. He passed away when I was 12, which was I'm 37 now.
Very sad. So, it's too young.
Yeah, it was a young time. Yeah. It was 25 years ago, right? And I have a beautiful 3-year-old daughter called Lacey.
Yeah.
Now, so he never met he never met granddad. So, and lately I've just been writing a journal, and it's just, I got up to the chapter about my dad's life and that, and it brought up a lot of memories and stuff at the time, and at the end of it I wrote down, I asked him a question hypothetically. I said, have you ever watched over like Lacey on me? And
yeah.
And that was the end of it. That happened on Tuesday, and I rang my little girl on Tuesday, and my ex partner Stacey, she said that Lacey'd found this book in the cupboard this afternoon, and she wouldn't put it down at all, and she wanted to tell me about it. And she got on the phone, she's like, "I found your book, Daddy, I found your book." Mm. I said, "Oh, like, what book?" I said, "Send me a photo." And so Stacey sent me a photo, and as soon as I seen the photo and the book, it was the driver's book.
Oh, big tingles.
Had given me.
Wow, big tingles,
Dan.
Mate. Big tingles.
Mate.
Oh, that's huge.
All the books.
That's huge. He's looking after you.
It was a sign, and it was
beautiful.
Dan.
Beautiful, mate.
Good work, Dan. That's a ripper.
Oh.
Earlier on this year, caught up with Guy Sebastian, who was actually in Wuhan literally like a month before coronavirus.
Guy, you're trending about a month ago or 3-4 weeks ago. I'm like, oh, why is Mr. Sebastian trending? New single, that'd be great. We'll probably be playing it, you know, watch the video, et cetera, et cetera.
Of course we play it.
No, it's Mr. Sebastian in Wuhan.
Oh, yes.
Now, I got to play this video. This was the one that set me off.
I mean, it's not a massive feat, is it?
Sebastian, what did you eat over there?
Look, I pretty much ate everything while I was there.
Yeah, because he's a man of the people, and he's willing to take chances, and that's why he's got so far in life.
Mate, what are the odds of this, right? I've never even heard of Wuhan.
Yeah.
And I ended up
doing a
festival. Yeah. I was at a festival in Wuhan. Like I did a thing with Alan Walker, DJ.
Yeah.
And so I'm in this city, and one thing that I love, you know, talking about is obviously food. And
yeah.
And I did the same thing in Malaysia. I was in Singapore. Then I ended up in China, and I'm in Wuhan. So, mate, I'm eating the most rancid stuff, like frog's legs and all sorts of just weird stuff. Because, I'll try anything once.
Yeah, wonderful.
And that was in November, start of November, which is pretty much when it started.
Yeah, you didn't know. So, no one knew till January, late January, really.
But
yeah.
You must have been freaked out because you saw everyone starting to get, you know, people starting to, you know, link to your video. You must have thought, what on earth is going on?
Yeah, well, I mean, the weird thing is, and this I haven't really put out there, but right after that, in about late December, I got this mad cough, like, and this crazy cough fever, And I went to the doctors, tried one round of antibiotics, didn't work. Tried another round of antibiotics. She told me I probably have bronchitis. Then I went to another doctor, and she said, oh, look, this looks like pneumonia.
Oh, yeah.
And so, Jesus. In hindsight, I'm looking back after being in Wuhan at a festival.
Eating like bat? And you ate bat?
I don't think I ate bat. I definitely didn't intentionally eat bat. It might have snuck in the food or something.
But, yeah, you might have.
But then I get pneumonia-like symptoms. So, it would have been right at the start.
Yeah,
so
you're brought into Australia. You're patient zero. I can't wait to see you.
Yes.
Anything else?
No, nothing. Just look forward to seeing him in person
again. Also, I can't wait to see him on stage. You must be hanging out to get in front of an audience, buddy.
Oh, mate, I think everyone is. It's been ages. I've never gone this long.
Yes.
You know, for 20 years, I haven't gone this long without performing in front of people. So, yeah, I'm pretty sick of doing little Zoom things.
Yeah.
We need a song with your brother. We need Chris and Guy.
Oh.
We need a big...
This could be like the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah,
Sebastian Brothers.
Come on, Guy. We need one.
Maybe. Possibly on, Guy.
We'll do something. We'll come in together next time in Melbourne.
Yes,
that is it. Yes. Lock it in, mate.
Locked in. Guy Sebastian, the voice check out.
Yeah,
beautiful. Back on Sunday night. Thanks, Guy.
Good on you, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Pleasure.
See you, legend.
See you, bro.
Me, personally, I am an Aldi man through and through. But what I get frustrated about is the fact that the trolleys, you need a $2 or $1 coin. Who has money these days? So frustrating getting there and not having a coin. Well, we found a hack.
Aldi, the great shopping supermarket. I don't know.
It's a great spot.
Yeah, well, they have issued an urgent warning to shoppers because shoppers are using a key hack on the trolleys. And someone put it on a Aldi Mum Facebook group and said, don't have a coin for your trolley to get your trolley,
brilliant,
to use your trolley at Aldi.
You never do.
Just shove a key in there and that's fine.
But you shove the key in top end first.
Yeah, right. Because it sort of it's like a coin, the top end of the key.
What's their problem?
Well, they say people are getting their keys stuck in shopping trolleys,
we'll
and it's bad.
Why make them free?
Make the shopping
trolleys free.
As
and
Aldi
we
have said,
have to worry
as they said
it.
In 2018, famously, they said our coin deposit trolley system helps prevent dumped trolleys and keeps our prices low. That's what they said in 2018, and I believe they stand by that.
Do you know, I used to push a trolley when I was living in a share house. I used to push a trolley from the supermarket to my house and then just leave it on the street.
You're part of the problem.
And I would do it.
Part of the problem.
Twice a week.
I don't want to brag
about
that.
As an Australian.
Police,
turn up and
arrest him now.
As an Australian.
What is the statute of limitations?
It is my right.
I'm going to make a citizen's arrest on you.
Push a trolley and leave it wherever I see fit.
Hey,
and if it's got to go into a river or a harbour, so be it.
If you're in the room right now and you've worked as a professional trolley pusher, put your hand up. Me and Ben, Dark Web Ben, you worked as a professional trolley puller?
Sure did.
Pusher.
14 and 6 months when I got that job.
Yeah,
meant to be 9 months.
Or whatever it was. It's a long time ago.
Mate, I also was about the same age when I started work.
Your turn.
As a trolley pusher.
Hey, true blue. What happened, Yuzi?
At Woolies.
Yeah, what happened?
And it changed the name to Safeway and then it went back to Woolies. It was confusing. But out there in the supermarket, car park, wasn't easy, was it?
No, I worked on a hill as well. So, and my thing was trying to get as many trolleys as I could to push up the hill.
Absolutely.
How many could you get?
I reckon I got to about 25, 30 at one point. When I was 15, 16, I ended up with a bilateral hernia.
A hernia at that age?
Yeah.
But you know what? Hard work never killed anyone.
Hang on. Yes, it did. Did they give you...
Well...
Did they give you, like, sick leave and pay for the bills?
No, I didn't really... I should have chased them up on that.
Did you have two types of trolleys? I had two types of trolleys. We had a silver one and an orange trolley, I remember now.
What was the orange one for?
I don't know why there were two types. I can't remember.
Was it smaller?
Was smaller.
Were they both metallic? Or was the orange one sort of like basic?
No, they were both metallic. Yeah, and we'd had no chains connecting the trolleys together back in those days.
Here we go.
So
go on. How'd you keep them together, Hugh?
Just me and physics, mate.
Just me. No hockey strap?
No hockey straps.
Whoa.
You didn't have an hockey strap?
No, I didn't have.
Can we do
back
something?
Back in the day, didn't have one.
Can we do something?
What?
Can we get long retired trolley people and see if they still got it? See who can get, if you as a teenager worked as a trolley person, We'll bring you back and let's see who's still got it and get the most trolleys.
Yes, and get the steering right.
Yep, the trolley train.
Oh, I think we can. Yep. Can we in this, I don't know, in these days, can we?
Well, we'll talk about it and see what we can do.
It's Husey and Ed. More of their favourite bits up soon. Husey
and Ed back on your radio next week. This week we are checking out some of their favourite bits of the year so far. One of our favourite segments by far is Freaky Facts. We get a youngster on to give us some facts of the freaky variety. If you've got someone who wants to do that, or you yourself are listening, you want to do it, get in touch via email. Send us email rant@huseyanded.com.au. Let's get some freaky facts.
It's a super freaky fact.
With Toby Stone. Toby Stone.
Toby, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
That's a cool name. I love it.
Yeah, Toby Stone. Like it a lot.
It's a ripper.
Toby Stone.
Now, you're eight, I believe, true story?
Yes.
Now, you love a freaky fact.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I believe you've got three of the... of the freakiest facts delivered to the to Ed. Ed loves a fact.
I love this segment. All right, Toby, fact number one. I can't wait.
Okay. When a sea cucumber are threatened, they throw up their insides and scare off their predators, and then they eat them back in.
Super freaky.
You know, Toby, I've seen this
incredible
happen. And it's quite remarkable.
I have no idea.
It looks like silly string.
I wouldn't have thought they had the ability. I didn't think cucumbers had that sort of go in them.
Yeah, but mate, these are animals. They're just called sea cucumbers. These are animals.
Yeah, right. So they're not
vegetables. They just look cucumber-esque.
So where do I get them at? The supermarket?
No, you don't. You can't eat them. They are sea cucumbers.
Right. So they're not in the fruit and veg department?
Not at this point, no.
Or in the fish
seafood
department?
No, no.
Good one, mate. Let's go with number two.
The record for the most scorpions held in a mouth at one time is 22.
Super freaky fact.
Now, have you ever seen a scorpion in real life, Toby?
No, but I've seen lots of books.
Yeah,
that's true.
They're the best place to see a scorpion because they can't sting you from a book, can it?
Nope.
Yeah, good work, mate. I wouldn't put one. Would you put a scorpion in your mouth?
Nope.
No.
Funnily enough, no one's attempted it since 2009.
Oh, yeah. Did that person pass?
Well, no, he broke the record and no one has since beaten it.
Where's he from, do we know?
He's a Saudi man.
Saudi Arabia. Let's go with fact number three, Toby. I'm loving it so far. Here we go.
If you put a human brain in a blender, you would get 2 litres of brain smoothie.
Oh, super freaky!
Not easy. You'd barely get a thimble's worth.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
No, you'd have probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 litres with me. But that's a lot. 2 litres. I wouldn't have thought it was that much.
Nor I.
That's thick.
It's bigger than the large boost juice, isn't
it? Would it be thicker than like a thick shake? From like
no,
some...
if you Nutribullet it though, you'd really get it nice and
put the
really
straw
low.
In there. Absolutely. You like a thick shake, do you, Toby?
Yes.
You had one recently, or you're a health fanatic who wouldn't go for a thick shake?
Ooh.
Yeah. Who are these people? I think Toby said to his parent, who are these people? That is a fair question.
Toby, has been three of the best facts I've heard.
I love the scorpion one.
I loved all of them, mate. I don't have a favourite. Like, they're all brilliant facts.
Well done, Toby. You've got yourself a toy pack valued at $250 thanks to Zuru Toys.
With
your favourites like Robo Alive, Bunch of Balloons, Smashers. Check out full range, Zuru.com.
Can you just tell me how I spell Zuru?
Zuru.com.
Hey, mate, do you love a toy?
Yep.
Yeah,
well done, mate. They were great facts.
Thank you, Toby.
Coming your way.
Well done, mate.
Thanks.
You're a legend.
Earlier on this year, Husey was chased by a crazed man. It was quite serious, and we kept telling Husey, you need to, you know, get in touch with the cops and make sure this guy's not going to come after you again. He was very lazy and didn't bother. So Ed thought it was about time Husey got a bit of protection.
Running on Saturday, 10K run, AirPods in, heard some screaming, kept running, didn't turn around, got home, Instagram message from someone I don't know saying, are you okay? I saw that guy almost attack you. And I got back to him. What happened? I heard some screaming. He said he was yelling your name. He was really angry. He wanted to hurt you and he got within 6 metres of you. Mm. But you was too fast and you burnt him off.
Did you love that bit?
Well, it's a true story, mate. I've been running
hard. Are we allowed to mention whom this gentleman is, the eyewitness?
Well, he doesn't want to come on the radio. So I said, can you come on? But he's a big-time chef.
He's big style.
Big-time chef.
Yeah, big-time chef.
A big-time chef was the witness. I didn't know him. I still don't know him, but he doesn't want to come on the radio. Doesn't want the publicity. You know, I rang the police because I do want...
Oh, you rang the police?
I wanted to find the footage of the guy running at me so I know next time I go running, if I see him, to run the other way.
Yeah, of course. You need to see this guy.
I want to see this guy.
That's fair. Absolutely fair. So you rang the police and you said, hello, it's Dave Hughes.
I did. It took them a while to realise that it was me, but once they did, I got some...
What was the first thing? Yeah, right, mate. Did they give you a bit of yeah, right, mate?
Yeah, so, but once I pointed out...
How did you prove it was you?
Oh, no, the voice and the name, they connect the dots and then, you know. So, but they said there's probably not going to be any camera footage in that area.
It's a park.
It was a footpath, but people run. Right,
but there are CCTV cameras in some parts.
Some places.
Yeah, there is. It had been and there should be more of them, to be
500
honest.
Metres down the road, there would have been CCTV, right, okay. But not where I was. So, but I said, the policeman said, here's my email. Can you get the guy, the witness, the chef, can you get him to email me?
Subject.
Yes, but I haven't done that.
No, I didn't.
Because I didn't want to hassle the chef.
Does the policeman have Insta? Can you slide into his DMs? Hey, it's me.
So, yeah, so I haven't...
So what have you done? Nothing.
I haven't taken
so you've done
it
nothing.
But you know what?
What are you thinking? Vigilantes?
The chef...
Get a posse together?
The chef has said that there is a man sleeping in the car park.
Well, that's him.
We need to get probably down. That guy. Yeah. So
what do we do from here?
Well, I could go to the car park.
No.
I can't go to the car park.
No, you can't.
Drive around.
No, you know what we should do?
What should we do?
I said this off air and I'll say it again.
Yes.
We need to send other celebrities down there to see if he attacks them to find out whether it's celebrities in general.
Yeah, or
you.
Just me.
Yeah.
I think you, because you're a big guy and, I mean, you look a lot. I mean, someone's much more likely to attack me than you. Because you're 6'5".
If you've got
the shirt off, mate, if you're rocking the rig out, they're going nowhere near you or they're completely insane because you would tear them in half. Maybe you should run with me from now on.
Happy to help.
Maybe I need full-time bodyguards.
Oh, can we do that
That's
tomorrow?
What I
can
need,
we
isn't it?
Four bodyguards running with you tomorrow. Around you. Oh, like Kim Jong-un style.
They have to be
style.
Fit, though. I don't know if they're going to – they need to combine fitness with strength, and I don't know if there's anyone out there who can do the job.
Well, there it is. We're going to find them. At tomorrow, we're going to have four of the fittest, hottest dudes ever flanking you. Shirts off.
Can they stick with me, though?
Oh, this is hot.
Am I going to burn them off? We should do this.
Yeah. How many dudes can Husey burn off?
Now, Ed thought it was about time Husey got a bit of protection because he was chased by a crazed man one day when he was out for a run. Organised some bodyguards, but the problem was Husey was possibly too fast for his own protection.
Here we are, Husey and Ed at the lake, about to go for a run. Well, I'm about to go for a run, aren't I, Ed?
You must be petrified after daily attacks from madmen. But no longer, David Hughes, you are now going to be protected because you've got your own
security entourage. World Championship boxers, the best security guards Australia's ever produced. And me, and Ed Cavalier on a bike. So, David, if anyone comes at me, what will you do?
Proceed with caution. We'll take it from there.
Absolutely. Jason, also in the security industry.
Yes, I am.
What would you do if someone came at me?
Mate, I'd try throwing in that river if you really wanted me to.
Now, Kane, world champion boxer. If someone comes at me, a right or a left, do you reckon, would they go first? Both as damaging. I can take their pick.
That's it.
Can they keep up with me, though? That's the thing, Ed.
What?
Because I'm not going to run slow. Oh, can their big muscles keep up?
I'm pretty certain
with
that...
the wiry man himself. Here we go.
All right.
Hang on, I'm going to start my clock.
It's a 2 kilometre time trial. Now David and Jason, they go to Doherty's gym, man. It's one of the best gyms
Tony
in Australia.
Tony Doherty's gym.
Tony Doherty's gym, man. They go Tony's to Doherty's. That's where
Tony Doherty is one of Arnold Schwarzenegger's best friends.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
They were big.
That would be huge.
Muscly.
Absolutely. How'd they go?
Kane
Watts. Just fresh back from a world championship out in Europe.
And then you.
Me.
Let's hear how the run went.
Oh, we've lost one. We ran down. Man down. Oh, goodness. Oh, jeez. Wow.
We lost the security.
Our rear is exposed.
We've lost one. How's the smoke, Jason? You feeling all right?
Let's start cranking
it up. Why are you running so slow, Dave?
I don't want to be protecting my security guards. We're going to go. We're going. We're going. We're going. Here we go. My God.
This is genuinely fast running.
Uh-oh. Where are they?
He's lost his security.
Where's my security tape?
Well, I burnt them off, didn't I?
You burnt them off. I was there on the bike. You sprinted away from your security team. You left them in the dust.
I was chamming. Gasping. I was chamming in the bed.
Jason is a smoker who's a very large man. He could have keeled over.
Yeah, I was glad that David had already dropped off before I started sprinting because David also, they're big guys, but yeah, look, aerobic capacity is.
Hear the end?
All right, hear the end.
Yeah, this is your moment.
Here comes Jason. He's a smoker. He gave up smoking about halfway through.
You're too fast, man.
I'd give you a high five, but no, we can't,
social
man.
Distancing.
Social distancing. Oh. And Kane, you fought some unbelievable world championship bouts. How does this compare?
Yeah, mate, it's right up there today.
Fact is, I'm too fast for the security team or any threat.
He is.
I'm just going to outrun everybody. Forrest Gump, here he is.
Well done.
How do you feel, man?
No, I felt
so fast.
You know, I was
everyone
fast.
Has commented. I was riding a bike and I was flat out.
Yeah, no, I absolutely
and I
put
was
on
flat
the jets.
Out. Have a look at the video because a crazed man did attack you at the end.
Yeah, that was scary, actually. Ed yes. Cavalli jumped out from
it. Yeah.
And that was frightening.
You can see that on the video.
But you know what I've found out? That I've got a lot of friends, including legends like Kane Watts
yes,
and also some of the best security people in the world,
so what do you
like
say?
Jason and Dave.
Any crazed men that might be listening?
You come for me, there'll be people coming for you.
Yeah, man.
Driving you home. It's the favourite bits of Husey and Ed.